Raising kids, eating right, spending smart, living well. That's the theme of a national Living Well campaign that is being promoted by the Extension Association of Family and Consumer Sciences, both at the national level and here in North Carolina. The goal of the Living Well campaign is to provide people with the education and information they need in order to live well. Whether you're trying to manage your diabetes through meal planning and exercise, make decisions about healthcare and insurance, or get tips on effective parenting techniques, Extension probably has a research-based answer. March is recognized as Living Well Month, and to make every month a Living Well Month, we want you to consider these 8 tips. Number 1. Engage children in at least 60 minutes of physical activity on most, preferably all, days of the week. Adults need at least 30 minutes of physical activity. Besides participating in sporting activities, turn on some music and dance. Be creative by assembling an obstacle course or using hula hoops. Start planning a garden, take a walk, or ride a bike in your neighborhood. Drink plenty of water to stay hydrated. That's step number 2. The average adult human body is approximately 60% water, which is found in muscle, blood, brain, and bone. Water regulates every living cell's processes and chemical reactions. It transports nutrients and oxygen. Water helps to maintain normal bowel habits and prevent constipation. Limit the amount of soda and fruit drinks consumed daily. Number 3, eat a variety of healthful foods. Be sure to have plenty of colorful fruits and vegetables every day. Most people need at least 4.5 cups to meet the daily recommendations. Have a glass of 100% juice or sliced banana on cereal for breakfast. Enjoy raw vegetables with dip to accompany a sandwich at lunch. And have a sliced apple for dessert. At dinner, steam some vegetables and prepare a fruit parfait with yogurt for dessert. Try a new fruit or vegetable. You can look online at the choosemyplate.gov website for more information about nutrition for yourself and members of your family. Number 4, read, read, read. Go to the library and check out books. Keep the mental stimulation flowing throughout the year, regardless of your age. And both Person and Granville County have wonderful libraries that you can check out a variety of different books. And you can contact the employees of the library, and they are very willing and knowledgeable to help you. Number 5, work on 4-H projects within Person or Granville County. You can look for upcoming events provided on your local Extension office website. You can also just volunteer within the community. Doing something good for other people always makes you feel good. And learning about a new project or a new topic helps keep your brain stimulated. Number 6, check out parenting, finance, nutrition, and/or food preparation classes offered by your Extension office. You can check us out on facebook.com/PersonGranvilleFCS for more information about upcoming offerings. Number 7, maintain a healthy home. Be sure your smoke detector is working correctly and test for the presence of radon. Help manage allergies and/or asthma by cleaning and vacuuming regularly to reduce allergy triggers in the home. Avoid accidental poisonings by keeping medications locked up and cleaning agents and other poisons out of the reach of children. Number 8, keep your family finances in check. Track your expenses and update your budget regularly. Eat at home and often, because meals outside of the home usually cost more. Plan your menus and use the coupons to help plan your menus. You can even use leftovers as the basis for another meal. Be sure that you celebrate Living Well Month by focusing on self-care, managing your stress, and trying to start and continue healthy routines. Focus on those habits that will lead you to become a better, stronger, healthier you, and see how much better you feel. This has been Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service in Person in Granville County. Thanks for tuning in this week.